Listener, is déjà vu more than just a quirk of the brain? Is there always a rational explanation for the paranormal? Should one believe reports of unexplained phenomena? If you've asked yourself these questions before, follow in the footsteps of paranormal podcaster Blake Elrich and delve into the mysteries of the Unknown 9 universe. Unknown 9 Awakening is the action-adventure video game at the heart of the Unknown 9 narrative universe. You play as Haruna, an audacious heroine with the ability to venture into the Fold, a mysterious dimension that overlaps our own. On her quest for powerful hidden knowledge, Haruna, who is portrayed by Anya Shalhatra, will learn to master her unique connection into the Fold, which allows her to channel its powers into our world. But such power does not go unnoticed. She quickly becomes the target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of a secret society known as the Leap Year Society, who want to use the Fold to alter the course of human history. Their confrontation will take them across the world, from the sands of Mauritania and the perilous Indian jungles to the gothic landscapes of Portugal. And out of sight, paranormal podcaster Blake Elrich and his enigmatic producer Lazary travel the country, seeking out regular people with uncanny stories, those with the knowledge of the unknown. The strange cases, eerie locations, and peculiar characters Blake and Lazary encounter all have essential ties to the larger universe, including the Unknown 9 Awakening video game. Get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown 9 Awakening releases on October 18th, 2024 for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Pre-order your copy today and learn more about the Unknown 9 universe at unknown9.com/obscura. That's unknown9.com/obscura.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
And then what did he want from you?
He wanted me to ask my father, my dying father, mm-hmm. for $2,000 to cover his thing, his rent. Yes.
Okay.
And I said, well, what about the account? Don't you need another whatever to get it right and back on track?
Sure.
How much do you really need, Jimmy? It's like, 4,000? Like, well, he's got it, I'm sure. I'll ask. He's like, thank you, you know. And he said, I'll even give him my title.
Title to what?
To his truck.
Oh, okay.
And at that point, I was so fed up with his lies and his bullshit. I mean, just the last month, he opens my wallet and takes his card. I'm surprised he didn't take mine.
Right.
I mean, there's been times when he wanted me to overdraft my account.
Yeah.
And I took my card up there, swiped it, put in $300 and said, insufficient funds, see?
Right.
Mine don't do that.
Sure, yeah.
Because I'm set up to where it's protected.
Sure.
Where it won't do that.
You're responsible.
Well, look how responsible I am. I let myself get in so much debt because of him.
So now he wanted $4,000.
Yes.
And you said, okay.
Yeah.
But you had, okay. Did you have any intention to get the $4,000 or even ask your dad?
I wouldn't ask my dad for him. Okay. I had the intention of just lying to him. And I don't like lying to people, but I was mad.
Because he's lied to you for such a long period of time, he being Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
So the day this happened, you told me before, just kind of accelerating a little bit, you said that it was you, your son Max, your daughter Vinny, had went to Jimmy's work and yes. picked up Jimmy mm-hmm. from Blue Diamond.
Yes.
Which is up, you said, off of LHO, Lake Elmstein Road, up in that area, right? I guess it's run out of a house, I think, from what I've been told. The business.
Yes, it's a house.
Okay.
It's a house on a lake with a 4-6 car garage
that's okay.
opened up in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more limos all the way around the back.
Okay. Now you go there, get Jimmy. Is it daylight or nightlight? What time is it? I mean, can you remember? I don't want specific hours.
3:00 in the morning.
3:00 a.m. Is that what he works till?
Sometimes.
Wow.
He was coming back from Tampa.
Oh, wow. Okay. So 3:00 a.m, you go pick him up.
Now, I'm a night person. I'm up all night long.
Okay, night owl. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You had said that you brought the kids back to 1611 Horseshoe Terrace.
Yes.
Now, was Jimmy and his family still living at 1610 at
yes.
the time? They were. Okay.
But I didn't have any lights on. Nobody saw, you know.
Right. So did you drop the kids off?
Yes.
Okay. Now, after you drop the children off, what happens then?
We didn't, like, drop them off. We went in and had a drink and, talked. Yeah. And he's like, is he really going to do it? He's really going to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, from what he said he was, you know, we got to go talk to him.
Okay.
And instead of, well, he had to wait until 5:00 in the morning for my dad to wake up.
Oh, okay. What was in those drinks? What were you guys drinking?
We were drinking vodka, peach schnapps, and Flexerol.
Do you guys, both of you were drinking the same concoction?
Yes.
What is the Flexerol? What does that do for the drink?
It kind of enhances the buzz, I guess.
Okay, so you drank the same thing he did?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you mix this up in a glass, or how does that work?
We use cups.
Cups? Okay. Did he know that there was Flexerol
yes,
in the drink?
He did.
Okay. Did he put it in there himself?
Yeah.
Okay. And who put the stuff in yours? Do you put your own Flexerol in there? I mean, how does that work? Is it a pill? Is it a liquid? I don't know
it's
much about it. It's a pill?
And we crushed it before and put it in the drink with a piece of paper.
Ah, okay. Who crushed whose pills?
He crushed the pills.
He crushes the pills. And who gets the Flexerol?
I stole it from my parents.
So you borrowed it from your parents? Is that a better term?
Well, I went in there and I took it. I mean,
okay.
But I don't think they cared.
Okay. Now, how long have you and Jimmy been doing this Flexerol peach schnapps, you say? And vodka concoction. How long have you guys been mixing
We've
drinks like
been
this?
We've been doing it a couple times. I mean, it's this, that, or the other. So
you guys have mix up this drink after you guys get home because you're waiting until 5 a.m. to go and see your dad. Because I guess you tell...
I don't drink much of it because we pretty much shared it.
You shared it.
Okay. Yeah.
How much did he drink?
Mm-hmm. He drained it.
Now, what do you tell him to get him into the car and go see your dad?
Let's go.
And so he's all excited.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because you said that you're going to go see your dad to get $4,000. Okay. What happens next?
I drive him to the Osteen Cemetery. We park.
Does he ask any questions on why you're at the cemetery?
Yeah. He said, are we at a cemetery? I said, yeah.
Okay.
And I said, we got about 15 more minutes before he wakes up.
Oh, okay.
And thought we'd sit and talk.
Okay.
He's like, is he really going to do it? And that's when I turned to him. I said, how's it feel to be alive, teacher?
She allegedly goes back to the car to retrieve her cell phone to call the police, but couldn't find it. So she covers him up and wraps his head wound. She didn't want him leaking all over the car. According to Angela, she starts driving to the police department. It's here that the panic begins to set in. The thoughts racing through her head tell her the police will never believe her, that her life was over, that she was going to lose her kids. She kept looking over at the deceased man. The fear continued to mount.
His reaction?
His reaction is, what the fuck? And then I tell him, I said, my dad's not going to give you any money. I'm not going to give you any money. And I'm going to turn off the check cash in advance. And that's when he gets irate. He's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, bitch. I'm going to fucking kill you. And he starts turning towards me. And he puts his arm over on my arm, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And his...
What I want you to do is I want to... Let's kind of what we did before. Let's reenact it again. I want you to sit here. Okay? You sit here. This will be the driver's seat. And I'll sit in the passenger seat. Okay? I'll be Jimmy. Okay? Get closer to me, because I don't think the car is that much. Okay? This is your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting here. And you're telling me, again, I'm Jimmy, you're not gonna pay me. And you said, fuck you, go ahead. What was he again? I can't recall. What did he say?
He said, I don't remember word for word.
It's
he
okay.
was irate and he started scaring me. And I just reached in and grabbed something because I knew there was camping stuff in there.
Okay.
I mean, I've been buying camping stuff for a while now, tents
right.
and all sorts of stuff. So we were going to go camping next month.
Okay.
Well, as soon as it's warmed up.
Sure, it's been cold at night.
I mean, it's too hot to camp during the day and too cold to camp during the night.
Agreed.
And I just grabbed the first thing I could, and...
What was it?
It was an ice pick.
Okay.
I wrapped my hand around it, and... This hand was coming towards my face.
And I still got this hand over here like this, right?
And
okay.
I went like that with it.
Okay, so I was coming at you, or Jimmy was coming at you.
Yes.
I got you like this, and I'm moving towards you, and you took the pick and stuck it in my right eye?
Yes, sir.
And what did Jimmy do? Did he release you?
No.
He's still coming at still here and still coming. What do you do with this hand? Did he hit your face? Did he hit you in the shoulder? What do you do?
This hand comes up and does that number like that.
Okay. And meanwhile, the ice pick is still in Jimmy's eye. Okay.
And I don't know how deep it was. I don't even know if it was that deep.
Okay.
I was scared.
What's he saying?
God damn it, I trusted you and I need that money because our whole family's going to be kicked out. Don't you fucking care that my children are going to be homeless? And I was at that point. I don't scream. I don't know how
okay.
very well.
Sure.
But I was making noises. Like, I was cussing.
Well, sure.
And let go of me.
Okay.
And he was still coming at me. So I go for the box of tools and stuff. Camping gear. There were some tools in there too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... There was a box of stuff that I needed to go through and I'd just been throwing stuff in.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We're at the point now where I have an ice pick in my, I'm Jimmy. I have an ice pick in my right eye. I still have my thumb right here on your shoulder and I got my left hand up pushing up into your face. Now, where are you in the car? Are you up against the door, your driver's side door? Are you in the seat? How can you give me an orientation of... Well, first off, you say you grabbed a second thing out of the box. What was that?
It was a piece of PVC pipe.
A piece or pieces or...
It was attached to a...
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
It was two pieces of PVC. Okay. With a wire in between.
What kind of wire was it?
It was like a cord from a TV or something.
Okay. It's something that you guys bought.
Recycled stuff.
Okay. Did you buy that or?
No.
How did you get that in your car?
The PVC.
Well, why was it in your car? Who made it? Where'd it come from?
I made it.
You made it?
You know, I asked Max to put holes in the thing.
Okay. What was
my idea?
Was it?
Climb trees.
It climbs trees?
I threw it up and yeah. Pulled myself up.
Okay, I got
and
you. It was like an anchor, right? Is that for lack of a better term?
I guess.
It wasn't like one of those tree things. You've seen guys climb poles and they put that belt around them.
No.
It wasn't like that.
I didn't have nothing that fancy.
Nothing that fancy. So this
it
thing was...
It was just to pull myself up and climb trees.
So it was supposed to like catch, like, you know what a grappling hook is?
Yeah.
Okay, was that the purpose of this PVC contraption? It was something you'd throw up in some branches, and then you'd pull on the other piece of PVC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much cord was in between each piece of PVC?
About that much.
Wow. Okay, so enough where you could throw it pretty high, grab onto it, and go.
So I could climb a higher tree.
Makes sense to me.
I've got pictures of me climbing trees. I love to climb trees. I like
okay.
to be up in trees.
Cool. And camping is about being outdoors and climbing trees.
I love animals and nature.
Mm-hmm. So you grab this thing, and what do you do with it next? Again, because I'm still, correct me if I'm wrong, I still have you like this, and I'm still pushing up against you with my left hand, right? And this man's a big man, so he's got a lot of force coming at you. But I still have an ice pick in my eye. And am I saying anything else besides, hey, my eye? Because I have an ice pick in my eye.
He's like, what the fuck with fuck? And I don't... He's yelling at this point. I don't know. It just went so bad.
Okay.
I do remember grabbing that thing and...
Okay. Go
ahead. I think it around...
How many times did you wrap it around my neck?
Was it your neck?
No, Jimmy's neck.
Once.
Okay. So he's got this thing wrapped around his neck, and what do you do next?
I grab the other side of it. He has my arm like that.
Mm-hmm.
I grab it like this,
mm-hmm.
and I grab it like that, and then I put my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll put my arm down, but you let me know when you're ready to continue. Ready? Okay.
First of all, I put my foot like that. I
okay,
push
go ahead.
My back.
You gotta put your foot on my shoulder? Go ahead.
No, push your back.
Okay, gotcha. But you have each piece of the where does it stand? You have the pieces of the PVC. Each hand's got one. Now pick your foot up. You said you were pushing on me? Okay.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
I kind of slid into his lap.
Okay.
So if you get my feet up like that.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
I use my feet to push the PVC.
You got each piece of the PVC, so now the rope is just around Jimmy's neck.
Yeah, but he was already trying his best to push me off.
So now he's pushing on you. Because mm-hmm. you're pushing, but you're countering him with your legs, and you're pulling on the PVC pipe. Okay, each piece of the PVC. All right, keep going.
I remember one time my foot slipped, and I keep the ice pick. I pushed it deeper.
So the ice pick is in my eye. Your foot slipped up and hit the ice pick, and now it's driving me in the eye.
I slipped.
Ow. Okay. And then, I'm sorry, I want to interrupt. Go ahead.
It lasts for so long, and then I was so scared. I just wanted him to stop.
The street to the right, before the turn to the police station on the left, led to her house. She needed to think, so she took a right. After checking on her kids, Angela went to her room, took a Xanax, and laid down. She passed out, and the next thing she saw was James Schaefer, the man she killed, standing just inside the door of her bedroom, with her kids' severed heads dangling from his fists. Listener, it appears Angela was losing her mind, losing her grasp on reality.
Did you grab a hacksaw? Where'd you get the hacksaw from?
In the garage.
What did you do with the hacksaw?
I cut him up.
How'd you cut him up? Legs first, arms first?
I don't remember. I just started cutting.
What did you do with the body parts?
I put them in the other pool.
Remember earlier when you told me that you had put them in pots?
That was after they were in the pool.
So you took arms, legs, and head and put them in the other kiddie pool with the salt. And then you mentioned pots. What was the purpose of putting those things in pots?
To cook them down.
You were trying to cook them down to bone?
I don't know why.
Do you think that was the best way to try to get rid of him? And did you do these things?
Yes, sir.
What did you do with the head? How did you try to boil it? Did you try to boil it down? Did you try to...
Yes, sir. I'm hanging myself, Aaron.
What you're doing, Angel, you're telling me the truth.
Yes, but I'm doing so without a lawyer.
You're doing so because you want to tell the truth.
Yes, but...
You told me before that you tried to put one of the extremities in the oven and that it went horribly wrong.
I put two of them in the oven.
Were they legs or arms?
A foot.
A foot? 2 feet? A foot and what else?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Chunk.
And you put it in a pot or you put it on like a baking sheet? When ended up happening? Smoke? Smell? Did the children come out from their room when they smelled this or noticed the smoke? Did a smoke alarm go off? What happened?
I don't have a smoke alarm.
Okay.
And I turned it off and I opened up the back door.
What were you hoping was going to happen by putting the foot and this other body part in the oven?
I was going to try to cook it to ash.
Burn it to ash, cremate it? And when this didn't work, what was what did you do next?
I put in fries.
Okay. Could you try to boil any other body parts?
I don't think so.
Okay. So you put them in bags. Did the police happen to come by, or did they, were they there because of the smoke? What happened?
No, they were there looking for Jim.
Oh, so that was pretty inopportune timing then. Okay, so you were out there talking to the police, and eventually the police left, or did the police come inside? What happened? What happened with the police?
They didn't come inside that day. They didn't ask me if he was in there. And I'm like, no. You know, it's like obvious.
Yeah. So the police go away. The house is pretty much clear now. Kids come back in. You and the kids come in. Now, what did you do with the remains?
I put them in bags.
Okay.
Put the bags on the side of my garage. And then I pull my car in the garage. And I tell Max to load in. I was in such shock. I don't remember.
What did Max think he was loading into the car?
A deer. I told him I hit a deer. What am I being charged with?
Not being charged with anything at this point. I'm just trying to understand the story.
What am I going to be charged with?
Well, that I can't tell you because I don't know. I don't know the rest of the story. I'd like to continue the conversation.
You know, I haven't slept for like so long.
Uh-huh.
Sleep deprivation can cause all sorts of things.
But I haven't deprived you of sleep. I've fed you. I've given you breaks when you wanted breaks.
May I have a cigarette now?
Are you what?
May I have a cigarette now?
Would you like to take a break and have a cigarette?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we can do that. Let me make sure that you're outside, so I'm outside. You want to take a drink with you?
The 18 days that followed were a haze. She remembers some of what she did. But according to her, it was an instinctual and automatic process. She couldn't sleep unaided without visions of waking nightmares. She couldn't eat without getting nauseous. Angela went from 115 pounds to 94 pounds in 18 days. She couldn't think. Her mind was consumed by fear. Her world shattered. And Angela ran out of Xanax after the first few days and stopped sleeping altogether. Her mind began disintegrating. She was coming apart at the seams. It seems that a lot of that dismembering of the body and cooking and boiling the body parts got to her. She even had her son help at one point, though she told him it was a deer. On April 20th, 2013, she had a complete mental breakdown, took her children to her parents' home, and confessed to them and her sister what happened. Her sister notified the authorities, and out of concern for Mrs. Stoltz's well-being and safety, had her Baker acted.
What's going on?
My sister needs to be Baker acted, and she needs to talk to a sheriff's officer.
Why does she need to be Baker acted?
She has pills, and she's threatening to take them, and she's admitted to a crime.
What type of crime?
I really don't want to talk about it anymore. I would like to see the police officer in my front yard.
Okay, well, they're on their way, but they have to drive there. And while they're driving there, I need to get some information from my deputies.
She's currently being investigated in a missing persons case.
Okay.
During all that time, James Schaefer was reported missing in Deltona, Florida, after a supposed trip to Tampa. Angela Stolt was interrogated twice. What I've played for you here has been audio from the second, more important interrogation. Angela Stolt killed, cooked, and attempted to cremate her neighbor. going as far as barbecuing body parts and boiling his head. And in the days leading to her arrest, she lost what was left of her mind. On December 5th, 2014, she was sentenced to life in prison without parole.
Does that make sense? I'm being as straightforward, direct with you as possible.
And the helicopter's just going to stay over my head on that.
I don't think we're going to fly any helicopters over your head. There's no reason for us to fly helicopters anywhere around you. Do you think there's helicopters flying around you? Why?
Because I can hear them.
Okay. I'm sure at some point in the Volusia County there's a helicopter, a plane, something flying over somewhere. But I can guarantee you they're not flying over monitoring your actions. I don't have the answers to that.
What am I being charged with?
Nothing. As far as I know, she's going to act, right? Has she been charged with anything?
I'm just taking you back to where we're going to pick you up and deal with them.
There's no crime you're being charged with. You're going to act.
If they release me tomorrow, can I take my kids and go?
If they release you tomorrow, that I don't know. I don't know. We're going to have to get together as a law enforcement entity. We'll talk to the state attorney's office, everything that's been provided to us, and we have to sit down and figure things out. My man is dead.
And I gave you everything.
And you're claiming responsibility for it. You've taken us to where some body parts are.
I gave you everything.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Keep your guns, ammunition, and valuables secure with Sports Appeal Gun Safes. We have multiple sizes available to fit your needs. The spacious interiors are fully carpeted to protect against scratches and include adjustable side shelves to suit your storage needs. Save big on Sports Appeal at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.